5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Yes, indeed. Welcome aboard. It's Friday, TGIF, broadcasting live from Sarasota, Florida. You got it locked in, man, to your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk, broadcasting now only one time a week as opposed to 5 days a week. That's right. Got a lot on my plate. Got to balance it out. And this is the best way to do it. Just we're calling it a week in review here, where we're going to go over all the top stories going on during the week. Ones that basically interested me. I mean, because gathering a bunch of stories that happen in 1 week in today's world, I mean, really, that's a hell of a lot of news. And we only do 1 hour a day here every Friday here. Like I said, from the beautiful location of Sarasota, Florida, which the locals here, we call paradise. And we don't mind if you come and visit, but make sure you have a return date. Don't buy a one-way here. We got enough people coming to Florida, man. We're up here. People around the country are trying to mirror some of the things that our boy DeSantis is doing. And he's getting a lot of props, man. He's even getting some presidential, you know, they want anybody but Trump. But 2024 is going to be all about the Trump. Some of the top news today is fights that he's had with Facebook and some of the social media sites that are listeners here. And whether you're, you know, listening to us where we're broadcasting live from the Anchor Dashboard, Anchor Podcast. I mean, you could be Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Himalaya. The truth of the matter is, if you just go to any of the search engines, Google, Yahoo, AOL, any of them, you put in your boy Roy, or you just put in SRQ Talk, and your boy's going to be there, top three, if not one. We like for our audience, our very large audience, checking the numbers, baby. That's right. We're off the chain as usual. Back to business after my my hiatus there for many weeks due to some personal issues, but we're back on board. This is season three, our spring edition, episode 8, TGIF. We're going to go over some interesting things that happened during the week. Like I said, that is the theme of the show, is basically doing a review of the week that was, including sports. We're definitely going to do sports, all sports, on the latter 30 minutes of the show. And that's always a popular thing. Now, we have stopped doing locks. I mean, the last lock I did was the first time that we went back on the air a couple of weeks ago. And we did get some winners. We went like 2-0 with one push. And of course, we like for our audience to participate in the show. So go ahead and do it with our two avenues that we got. One of them is via email. You can drop us an email at srqtalk@gmail.com. And of course, going to our website at srqtalk.com and leaving us a 60-second message by hitting the message button. And if it's any good, your boy Roy is going to make you SRQ Talk famous and put you on the air. You know, here on this show, on this small podcast that is absolutely dominating the west coast of Florida, baby. What are we in? 15 countries have tapped into us, you know, on the side of the U.S. We got 15 countries, man. Germany, UK, Ireland, Mexico, Turkey, the Netherlands, Singapore, of course, the beautiful people of Colombia, motherland of Spain, Italia, Qatar, South Africa, New Zealand, Malaysia, and the latest is Taiwan, baby. Welcome aboard an international hello from your boy Roy here. Thank you for participating and listening to the show. And of course, you know, our dominating U.S. of damn freaking A here. We got about 14, 15 states there. The leader of the pack that listens to your boy more than any other state in the U.S. It's the damn state of Washington, baby. Not the one that you're trying to make the 51 state. Not D.C., bitch. I'm talking Washington State, West Coast, better known as the beautiful Emerald City of Seattle, getting 100% of my number one listenership out there. And of course, I broadcast from Florida. It was number one for a long time, and then until the people of in Seattle, you know, fucking said, get out of the way. So Florida's number two there. And within Florida, we have a bunch of cities. Our number one city in Florida, of course, is the damn Mickey Mouse Land out there. Even though, I absolutely think your magic is complete. I mean, I don't know when you're going to get it. You haven't been significant since Penny and Shaq. Dwight Howard, give me a break, man. Are you kidding me? You guys were getting bounced out of the playoffs every time with Van Gundy. But Orlando leads the pack to my most listened in Florida. Fort Myers following them, rounding out the top three. It's damn St. Petersburg, man. You know why? Because Tampa doesn't want to participate, baby. But we got St. Pete. Not only do we have St. Pete number three, we got them tied for number four with Sarasota and coming out of Pinellas Park. How do you like me now? And then number five there is Northport, barely edging out the MIA, the Sucios down in the 305, followed by their little brother, Fort Lauderdale, Dottie Boca, and all that good stuff down there. My only representative, because Bradenton doesn't want to participate like they, you know, they haven't the last two, three seasons. But we do have some representation out there, and it's from the great city of Palmetto. And I see the needle is moving up in Palmetto, so that's always a good sign. Bradenton follows leader of the toilet bowl there, along with Parrish, Naples, Punta Gorda, Lakeland, Tampa, and Gulf Breeze, bitch. And yeah, Gulf Breeze, go Google that. Gulf Breeze is out there in redneck paradise in between Panama City and Tallahassee. I got some redneck out in the boonies, probably cooking some moonshine or meth, listening to your boy Roy there in Gulf Breeze. And of course, there's no surprise here. The females, baby, lead the pack at 63% of my listeners are from the female gender, followed by, of course, male or whatever you identify yourself with. The show today sponsored by Marilyn Velez from DrearyNightWritings.com. You know, with all this chaos going on in the world, let yourself go. You know, keep it to yourself. If you're home alone, instead of Netflix or binge watching, pick up a damn book and read something. DrearyNightWritings.com by Marilyn Velez. She has a great novel out, Tundra, A Wandering Tale into the Darkness. Sounds like where our country is going ever since this COVID hit. But go pick up a book over there and educate yourself and lose yourself in a book. It's a lost art. And we're trying to bring it back here in the SRQ Talk Show. And today's sponsor, Dreary Night Writings. And that's with an S at the end. DrearyNightWritings.com. Check out Marilyn Velez's novel, Tundra, A Wandering Tale into Darkness. Of course, she's trendy. You can follow her at Facebook, Twitter. She's on YouTube. She's on the Instagram, so go ahead and hit her up. It's always available by going to Amazon.com as well. Put in Tundra, The Wandering Tale into the Darkness there by DrearyNightWritings.com. Lock it up. Thank you for sponsoring the show today. And like I said, we got a lot on the agenda here we're going to go over, including what excites me the most is that I'm going to give you the week's number one picks for stocks. That's right. Stocks, it's a legal form of gambling, basically for years in this country. People love the whole Bitcoin. And I've been keeping my eye on the stocks, even though I'm not a heavy investor in it. There is some things that interest me on the show. I find myself watching that show for some reason. So the Daily Hive is going to give us, the stock picks for the week of May 3rd. And it all started on Saturday with the damn Kentucky Derby. All right. Where you hear this all day, and not only in baseball games, you'll hear this at the Kentucky Derby, and the hats were out, the hot ladies with the hats. And, what was it? Baffert. That guy is Mac Daddy. He looks so creepy. He's got that white hair, Mac appearance, Armani suits, tailor-made. The guy's super Mac Daddy, okay? And he's always bringing a horse. And let me just see here, Kentucky Derby. And let's see what happened in the Kentucky Derby, because that started basically off my week. It's the fastest 2 minutes in sports, and it's the greatest 2 minutes in sports. So the Kentucky Derby winner, Medina Spirit, pedigree, not as obscure as one might think. Okay, Baffert, he bought this horse for like $1,000 from what I heard. Let's see what they got to say here on Medina Spirit, which was a 12-1. And if you had it on your ticket, you're loving life. The lyrics of Don Fogelberg's song, Run for the Roses, the chance of a lifetime in a lifetime of a chance, are well understood in assessing Medina Spirit, the winner of the 2021 Kentucky Derby. By measuring a pedigree of fashion, economic success, a marquee appeal, the dark brown son of Prontanico and Mongolian Changa by brilliant speed, was not a star. But in the Grade One Classic at Churchill Downs, the colt, who cost $1,000, as your boy Roy here keeping you in the know, told you first. First time I hear this story, okay? The colt who cost $1,000 as short yearlings by an underappreciated sire, and out of Mar, who was given away, bucked the odds, flattened the probabilities, and looked like several million dollars as he led from early till late and won the Kentucky Derby by a half a length from Mondalone into Mischief. On pedigree, Medina Spirit is not poorly or even quite obscurely bred. Neither could be said that his parents are trendsetters in bloodstock, at least until the first Saturday in May. The colt's sire is the beautifully pedigreed Prontanico, a dark bay son of leading sire Giants Causeway out of the AP. What does all this mean? I mean, we're into horse racing, but this is when we're into horse racing, when it's the Kentucky Derby. I'm a big gambler outside the stock market, and I'll tell you, it's fun to go to the track. I mean, if you've never gone, but I never was that track guy. You know what I mean? And we all, if you're in the gambling community, you always got that friend or uncle, that guy that can't stay out of the horses, that are betting the horses, they're losing their houses, they're on Skid Row, just like in that great movie, Stakeout. There you go. You need something to Netflix this weekend before Mother's Day? There you go, Stakeout there. That's a great movie. No, was it Stakeout? No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. It wasn't Stakeout. It was from the same actor. It was Let It Ride, baby. There you go. Lock it up. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, May 7, 2021, man. See, episode 3, season 3, episode 8. It's been a long week for me too, man. I don't even know if this is a good idea to do Friday shows. Maybe we should go back to the I Love Monday shows and play once a week on Mondays. I don't know, because Friday, man, I'm worn out, dude. I'm worn out by Friday. It's been a long work review, and sometimes you don't want to relive the whole damn week, all right? But we're going to do it here on the SRQ Talk Show, and we're going to broadcast live for 1 hour a day, and we are going to keep our eye on the time, man, because we're always up against the clock, because your time flies with your boy Roy here. And I do thank everybody for tuning in. Yeah, you can basically catch us on any podcast that you listen to, man. And drop me an email, man. Tell me what you think of the show, whether it's kind words or you know, absolutely vomit-inducing words. Go ahead and do it, man. Drop us an email, srqtalk@gmail.com, or go to our website. Better yet, leave us a voicemail at srqtalk.com. Hit the message button, man. So we're doing good on time. We're halfway through the first segment of the show, which is 30 minutes here in the front, 30 minutes in the back. And I told you about drearynightwritings.com. And yeah, I'm serious, man. Go pick yourself up a book. It's for a change, man, other than just reading something online or something. Pick up there's something about having a book. That's why the newspaper industry, kind of sad to see it go. Even though I haven't bought a damn newspaper in probably years. I used to be your newspaper boy back in the early 80s there in Yonkers, New York there. Used to dominate the home field, Odell Avenue side of it. And that whole newspaper route thing, it's all a mafia little thing for little 13-year-olds also. There's turf wars there. You know, you pick up all the routes, other kids that drop. It was a great business when you're 13, man. You're macking if you're your paper boy. Just that my clients, they hated it, man. They're lucky they got their paper by 3 p.m. You know what I mean? But paper was what it was back then. Now there's information everywhere, anywhere. That's why the newspaper business is going down the tubes, man. They're trying to make a move for online, and they probably got some room there that they can work with there. But we're going to go over the stock picks. There was a lot. I mean, besides the Kentucky Derby, which, again, hats off to the 12-1 that came in. And the Medina Spirit, man, 12-1. If you had it, you're loving it. But the race was great, and it's the kind of thing that if you're around the TV around 2:33, you can sit there and watch for 2 minutes, man. It's a great call. I should have had the call for you. But then again, I should be doing a lot more things for you guys. But sometimes I'm a slacker, man. I tried to have my shit together today, but you know how that goes. But I do appreciate everybody definitely downloading and listening to the show, because numbers definitely show that. So let's go over. So anyway, I'm not going to bore you to death on the pedigree of Dan Medina Spirits. The story there is that Bob Baffert, he picked it up for damn $1,000, man. Who buys a horse for $1,000? Everybody had a chance to buy it, and this guy comes along and sweeps it for $1,000, man. And then, of course, we had on Tuesday the Star Wars nerds on the May the 4th be with you. And again, a lot has been lost during the COVID. May the 4th be with you. Let me just see what they had to say, because this has become almost a damn holiday for these people. Almost like April 20th have been for the burnouts for the 420. May the 4th be with you has become like their unofficial holiday for little Star Wars geeks. And you'll see little Star Wars figures, people dressing up on the 4th. Star Wars is an informal commemorative day observed annually on May 4th to celebrate George Lucas's Star Wars media franchise. Observance of the day spread quickly through the media and grassroots celebration since the franchise began in 1977. So there you go, man. Your boy Roy keeping you in the know, as we usually do, as we stress to do here on the SRQ Talk Show. And do I have local media? I mean, I can go through all this Biden, you know, Trump talk about everything, regurgitate everything during the week. I can tell you that the killer of Floyd, the cop, he's asking for not only a recount, he's asking for a new trial based on some bias on the jury that has been found, pictures of people that were in the jury attending events that they weren't supposed to be attending and stuff like that, or were at least asked under oath whether they had attended these things. And this is the reason that they were picked for their answers on a jury. It's usually how it's done. And there's some controversy saying that the guy, that it should have been moved out of state. He didn't get a fair trial. So we'll see moving forward how that all pans out, man. Not that we want to go through all that again. We obviously all saw his knee on the man's neck for well over 9 minutes. Okay, so there's a lot to it, you know. Is it manslaughter or is it murder in the first degree? You know what I mean? In the second degree or whatever they call it. You know, that's a big difference in whether the guy does life in jail or does he have time to get out in 20 years. You know, he's still, he's probably what, in his 40s, 50s, the guy. But anyway, yeah, so we had the Star Wars Day. And then, of course, you know, yeah, Cinco de Mayo, baby. The ones that celebrate it the most is everybody but Mexicans. No, I'm kidding. The Mexicans do celebrate it, but it's not what you ignorant bastards think. It's not their independence from anything. Okay, it's just some little war that they had within their country that was celebrated on 5th of Mayo. It was not their celebration. It's not their Independence Day. It's not their New Year's Eve. It's none of that, man. just some small wall that caught fire. They caught fire. Any excuse to drink the cervezas, man, we're not only a Mexican, but the Americans are all over it, okay? So basically, we had the Cinco de Mayo, and I'll tell you, they didn't advertise it as much. You know, I guess it's because people are just starting to open up north. It's not like you lived in Florida and this thing's been over for about a year for us. You know, we did the first couple of months with you guys, you know, by shutting down initially and trying to cooperate with everybody. But then we got smarter with it, a little bit more intelligent and more common sense about it. Anti-socialism, you know, we know that people can't be cooped up, businesses can't be closed. You know, we're not going to eradicate small business, we're not going to defund the police. None of that's happening in Florida, okay? And that's why people want to move here and want to come here, because other than no state taxes either, that's appealing as well, okay? So we're almost done with the 30 minutes here on the front side of the show here, guys. So I'm going to kind of put the pedal to the metal here. And that's the thing. An hour is not enough with your boy, Roy. You know, we are only doing one day a week now, only Fridays. So Friday football just plays into a lot of it. I'm going to start thinking about maybe doing a Monday show, just because you're more fresh on Monday, right? You're not getting the tired, run out, your boy, Roy, through the whole week here. Because reality is a bitch. I'll tell you, man, I can't believe it's May 7th already. Already the first week of May is gone. Pretty soon it's going to be half a year gone from 2021. Remember that we were all desiring, I can't wait till 2020 is over. Look at that. 6 months are almost in the books already. That's incredible to me. COVID numbers obviously are going down, you know, during the week. No COVID numbers going down except for India. Oh, God. Yeah, not to bring the show down to a halt, but what's happening into India is quite baffling to me, because when I think of India, I think of great doctors. I think of one of the most dominating human race, like as far as like, you know, the Chinese, there's more Chinese than anybody in the world. There's more, like, India is like number two there. I mean, and we can always look that up. I wish we had time here on our short 1 hour show, but we don't. But so you'll have to take my word for it. But it's a huge continent. I mean, India is huge, man. It's got over something 1.5 billion people or something. I mean, I'm telling you, they're like second to Chinese in world domination, and one of four cases of death this year in the world were out of India. So my hats go out to India. We ain't got, you know, India hasn't touched base on our show yet, because I know there's a lot of YouTubers and there's a lot of people in the podcast game in India. No one's come around here. I know we get a lot of our international crowd through SoundCloud, and Twitter and some other areas. We do have a Twitter page, by you can go to twitter.com of /SRQ Talk and find us there on our Twitter page. We don't really advertise it so much just because I'm kind of over all this social media. I mean, I am. I mean, Facebook is an absolute, you know, there you go. I'm out of practice, guys. I'm out of practice, but Facebook's like non-existent to me. If it wasn't for my family and friends and for birthdays, is the only reason I go on the Facebook. God's honest truth, man. It has become such a snore fest for me. My timeline, the people I have, the only people that interact. You got 50-year-old women acting like they're 26. No picture you're getting, no hot picture you're getting from is unfiltered. So you're not getting the truth there. It's just boring, man. It really is. Instagram, boring too. You know, I noticed the other day, I've said this story so many times, I don't know if I told you guys, about just seeing an image, being at a red light, looking to my right, and seeing five kids. Couldn't be any more than, you know, they range from ages from 13 to 17, say. You never know. These kids, they look 5 years old to me, and they'll tell me they're 27, you know. So I'm not a good gauger of age when it comes to the teenagers. But say they were around there from 13 to 17, and they're all socially distancing at the bus stop. They all have their mask on, and they're all looking on their phone. It looks so
like surreal. It was like that, you know. It was like, huh, they looked so but so sad. It's like they're almost like zombies. Everyone's looking on their phone, and the most annoying thing there is seeing a 40 to 50 year old person texting and driving damn obnoxiously. And I've been noticing that around the road lately. They're basically have their some people obnoxiously just have their phone right by their seat, and they're typing as they're driving, like with no conscience at all about it, about that they're doing anything wrong. And I'll tell you, you're wrong, man. You're not, and this is why the kids do it. They see their parents do it. And are you that popular, really, that you have your face buried in your phone all day? What could possibly be going on? I mean, you're listening to music's one thing. I mean, what are you? You're not that popular, man. Yeah, you're really, how? Why could you be buried? What could you possibly see that you've missed in the last minute on your social media feeds, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever it is? I mean, a lot of these kids, I think, just they do it because it's just habit. It's like putting on a mask now when they tell you don't have to. You put it on anyway. It's just like we're creatures of habit. And they don't like to have eye contact, and to ignore you, they do it. You're not that cool, man. You know, you're really not that cool by being on your phone. In fact, the more time that passes, the more just we're just over it. Seeing just people buried like zombies in their phones, man. I'm the type that if I'm going on a car trip, I don't want to have my face buried in my phone. I want to look out, man, and see if I miss anything out and see what's around me live for real. But that's me. I'm not telling you how to live, man. I'm just telling you it's your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. I like to thank Dreary Night Writings by Marilyn Velez. Please go ahead and go pick up a book from her at Amazon or any of your local bookstores there, or just by going to our website, drearynightwritings.com. Marilyn Velez there. Thank you for sponsoring the first segment of the show here. We're going to be back with just a second 30 minutes, and it's going to be more sports-oriented, more NBA, more what the hell's going on with Aaron Rodgers again in our news about how he's not happy in Green Bay. I'll switch places with you, Aaron, if you're not happy with your $40 million a year being a god in Wisconsin. Do we have Wisconsin on the show? Is Wisconsin on the show anywhere? Green Bay, Milwaukee, anybody? No, nobody's home in Wisconsin, okay? We have 15 states. Wisconsin's not one of them. All right. So, Aaron, we'll talk about a little bit Green Bay. We'll talk about the Dolphins. We'll talk NBA. I got a message DM yesterday from a friend that told me that he wanted me to give him one lock in every sport. So it's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. See you on the flip side. Thank you for returning to the show here. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk, doing the second half of the one-hour show, TGIF, May 7, 2021. We're amped up, man. Ready to go here. Season 3, Episode 8 with your boy, Roy, here. You can listen to us. We're broadcasting live from Sarasota, anywhere where you find your podcast. You put in the SRQ Talk Show and your boy's going to appear right there. Basically, the show, the theme of the show every Friday is the week that was. In the first half of the show, we went over some of the things like the Kentucky Derby, the Darth Vader Star Wars trilogy of May the 4th Be With You, and of course, we can't leave out our Mexicanos, especially when they're locked in Mexico City there. listening to your boy Roy in Mexico there. They celebrated the Cinco de Mayo as well. And then after that, and this is all on top of all the junk. This is just too much Biden and Trump and political things on the agenda, including what's his face that just got convicted guilty in the Floyd murder, the cop. He's saying that he wants a new trial. So we went a little bit over that. That's what was the biggest headlines. And we went over the Kentucky Derby because that's basically what started off my week. And that's why we're broadcasting only Fridays here. But I'll tell you, man, I'm ready to get my party started here. It's Friday. It's the weekend. We're feeling good. And why wouldn't we? We're living in a state of Florida where everybody seems to want to come and live. And what do I say to you? Please stay home. Just stay in Ohio. Stay in New York, okay? Or just stay up there. Maine, Boston, you know, all that crap. Just stay up there. You know, come and visit here. Stay your couple of weeks and then get the hell out, please, okay? Traffic has been good in the city of Sarasota here since all you drek have gone home. I'm so glad when I hear warm weather. Up north. When it's hot up north, it means that my streets are here are empty. Beautiful. Just the people that have locked it in here are here. Okay. We don't need more people here. There's enough people to go to Florida. Go to Miami. Go to Orlando. Go to Tampa. Stay away from us. This is paradise. Come here on vacation. Spend a week or two with your kids. Spend a lot of money and then get the hell out. Okay. Because we love you. But we don't love you that much. Okay? Stay where you're at. Okay? Don't bring your damn negativity and all your little socialist ideas and way of thinking. We don't honk in Sarasota. And stop telling us you're from New York. We all know the minute you open your pie hole. And you know why they don't do it like they do it in New York? Because you're not in New York. Get over it. If it's so damn good in New York, stay up there. Stay there. Don't come here. Start to wag your finger at us, telling us how to drive all of a sudden, how to do business. If you're not patient in the Walgreens line, guess what? You'll be hating it. You got to be patient here. Okay? People are nice here. People talk to people here. People take their time. The lights are long. Nobody's in a rush. You're either rich or on vacation here. Nobody cares, okay, whether you wear a mask or not. Stop trying to be cool, thinking, looking at me like, aren't you going to say anything that I'm not wearing a mask? No, because I don't care. I don't care whether you wear a mask or not, okay? But then again, if you're just joining us, this is your boy Roy on All Positive Radio here. Making a dent in the podcast world. That's right, man. We're dominating our little sections of the podcast world. We're in 15 countries have listened to us, okay, thanks to some advertising and some social media things on Twitter. This is how you get your, that we don't pay to get audience here, okay? And we don't edit the show. You get what you get. So if you have a damn horrible broadcast like we did, episode 7 last week was atrocious. I listened to that to the segment of that show, and it was horrible radio. We didn't even have our mic plugged in, so it sounded all echoey. I mean, our studio, good luck with that, okay? You think it's the state-of-the-art a studio we're broadcasting from here? You got to be kidding me. Are you joking me? No, man. This is about as raw as you can get, about as real. It's not what you're used to. You're used to fake news. You're used to the CNNs and the Foxes of the world telling you how to live. I mean, listen, if I want to put on a mask, I will. And if not, I don't. And if you don't like it, go to hell. Because we don't care, man. It's the new world, man. Nobody cares. Airlines are reporting, since we're doing a week in review, some of the top news I heard was that airlines went from 150 complaints yearly. And this is data collected by some of the top airlines like Delta, United, American. They have reported an average of 150 incidents, like air rage, if you would. You know, almost like road rage, but in a plane, in a tube, stuck with somebody like a damn annoying damn Long Island New Yorker, or with their screaming kid, or the political enthusiast that wants to tell people how to live, like wear a mask, don't wear a mask, don't cough on me, move over, you're on me. Of course you're on me. The airlines are packing you in like sardines. You think the airlines cares? The airlines doesn't care. The airlines cares that they just charge you $329 for a round trip. That's what they care. You're a pack of sardines in a tube going 30,000 miles up in the air and hoping that the pilot's not on cocaine because he's been flying all over the world. He doesn't even know what you think we know what day it is. A pilot, he doesn't know what time it is. He doesn't know what day it is. A pilot doesn't care. How is he staying awake? Is he on Adderall? I mean, is he drinking? I bet he's drinking heavily. Well, he's banging some of the stewardesses. Okay, they don't care. You're lucky that these people even came to work. America doesn't want to work anymore. Don't be mean to the McDonald's person or the 7-Eleven person. You're lucky that person even got up to do that shitty job for $10 an hour? Are you kidding me? I don't even get up for $10 an hour. I wouldn't get up. I wouldn't care. And then I got to deal with an annoying everybody, the public. You know how many people go through 7-Eleven every day? Thousands of people they deal with on an everyday basis. That means 1,000 personalities that are horrible. People in a bad mood, people in a good mood, early morning, asleep, taking their time, other people hating that they're online. Listen, man, you got to chill out, okay? It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. We're keeping our eye on the time because your time flies with your boy Roy here. We've already done a first segment here of the show, went over some of that news, and yeah, that was one of the airline reports in the news, keeping you in the know. Let's talk Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, you want to leave Green Bay? Oh, Aaron Rodgers, sorry, you little millionaire and titleist, you spoiled, snobbish. I mean, Aaron Rodgers comes off as the California kid, the kid that knows everything. Yeah, he went to, where the hell did he go to? Didn't he play for the University of California? Let me check here. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is your typical California kid. He's the smartest guy in the room. He's going to be good looking. He's going to get chicks. He's going to bang chicks. He's going to be the life of the party. You're going to want him to be there. You're going to want to say you know him. But guess what? Aaron Rodgers is not happy in damn Green Bay anymore. He's not happy making $40 million. Reports in the week, since we're doing a week in review, when we heard that Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay, that's all you heard in Wisconsin. Does Wisconsin listen to my show? Anybody? Milwaukee, Green Bay, anybody? Hoshkosh, anybody? Nothing. When they heard that Aaron Rodgers wants out, is all you heard. Aaron Rodgers is disgruntled with the Green Bay Packers, and he told some within the organization that he doesn't want to return to the team. League and team sources told ESPN on Thursday, and of course, Adam Schefter, you know, and I used to like Adam. Now he's getting a little annoying. His ego's starting to get in the way, Schefter. I mean, how does he get that? Like, I mean, do you go to college for that, what Adam Schefter does? I mean, what happens? You work at a radio station one day, and then you're a beat reporter one day, and then you got 3 million followers on Instagram. I mean, how does that work? Log it up. Adam Schefter, baby. ESPN senior writer, they call him. Okay, but supposedly he seems to get all the stories, and the Packers are aware of his feelings, concerned about them, and have had the team president Mark Murphy, general manager Brian Gutekunst. That's the one that Aaron Rodgers can't stand like poison, is Brian Gutekunst, and head coach Matt LaFleur. He hasn't said anything about Matt LaFleur, and he hasn't said anything about Mark Murphy. The one that he's hating on is Brian Gutekunst. That's the GM. That's the guy he wants out. You know, not only for a year ago hurting his little feelings about drafting a quarterback. Let me remind Aaron Rodgers that he was Jordan Love at one time? Yeah, because I remember when Brett Favre wouldn't even talk to Aaron Rodgers. He wouldn't even say hi to him. He wouldn't even acknowledge Aaron Rodgers. That's how that's how big the feud was. Not so much on Aaron Rodgers' side, but Brett Favre feeling defensive that they drafted a quarterback. That's what you do. That's what organizations do. That's why Green Bay Packers have been in the playoffs most of the time in the last 20 years. They don't have problems in Green Bay because they got their franchise quarterback. They got two Hall of Fame quarterbacks back to back. What are the odds on that? You know, and these franchise quarterbacks, it usually goes south after year 15, man. You know, they're looking for the future like they should be. So Aaron Rodgers, why they got mad that they picked Jordan Love a year ago. So he strategically announced that he wants out of Green Bay. That's how his biggest ego is that he has to announce it on draft day, on the day of the draft, which was every college's, 15-minute of fame, you know, and he's got to announce it there. And this guy, Adam Schefter, he has to report it on that day, right? He can't release it the next day or the next day after that. He's got to release it on the day. Why? Because Aaron Rodgers wanted paybacks for him having the same feeling a year ago when his feelings were hurt when they drafted Jordan Love. And, you know, I agree. Jordan Love is garbage. You better keep Rodgers in Green Bay because Green Bay is going to the toilet bowl without Aaron Rodgers. And if you trade for him, like they're saying that he's going to go to the Broncos have got to give up a hell of a lot. And you know they got to give up some of those McDaddy linebackers that they have out there. You know, so you got to give up a lot to get Aaron Rodgers. And how old is he? 37? I mean, unless you think he's going to pull a Tom Brady and win you the Super Bowl, you're all in. Okay, so you got to think about it. I've even heard some of my Dolphin friends saying, oh, wouldn't he be great in the Dolphins? And wouldn't it be great if there was a Tampa Bay Buccaneer-Miami Dolphins Super Bowl? Aaron Rodgers against Tom Brady. Yeah, that would be all great in a perfect world. But what do the Dolphins have to give up? And I know they got picks galore because the Dolphins are the NFL draft these days. They got like 6 picks in every draft, it seems like. So whatever the Dolphins are doing, they're doing it pretty good because they got picks galore. They're building a nice team down there. And, you know, Tua, our patience is running out from you. And I'm a real fan, Tua. And I'm not in love with Tua. I'm not a Tua guy. I was more of a Fitzmagic guy, believe it or not. Believe it or not. Why they got rid of Fitzy? Maybe because they didn't want to pay him $10 million. But, yeah, you know, and I have the back. I know I'm going to get criticism from the Karens of the world.
Whatever.
Yeah, about my I know, man. I'm just, you know, it was a big layoff. I'm coming back from injury. You know, we're just getting it going here. Season 3, episode 8 with your boy Roy here. May 7th, man. A week has gone already. Time is flying by. And, you know, and there's nothing to look forward to getting old. You know, there's nothing to look forward to at all. Time flies. Remember we were saying, I can't wait till 2020 is over. I can't wait till 2020 is over. 2021 is almost half over already. Where did it go, man? Where did January and February go? I forgot. It's May 7th, the week into May already. And you scumbags, don't forget that this Sunday is Mother's Day. Okay? Go get her a damn gift, okay? You spoiled freaking selfish freaking kids out there. Get your head out of your phone. You look like a damn zombie. And you're not that popular. How much could there possibly be going on that you have to have your head buried in your phone all day, looking like a damn idiot? And these fools that are driving, I see you. I'm on the road a lot. I see you with your little phone, thinking that you're all cool, thinking you're 17-year-old. You should be a damn ashamed of yourself. You're 40 years old. Be a good example for your damn kid. And no, you're there at a red light like a 16-year-old little girl on your phone. Grow up, man. Pay attention in the damn road. You with your damn phones, man. I can't wait till they make that a law. That if you text and drive, I can't believe, I call everybody out in the Sarasota County community to start lobbying for that damn shit. okay? Because people are out of control, doing it obnoxiously, not even trying to hide it. You know, sometimes we all try to sneak it in or voice text real quick. But no, these arrogant bastards are just doing it like they're typing away. Like they don't care. They're going down 40 miles per hour and they got their phone in front of their face. Yeah, I'm getting lathered up, man. Pumped up. We're amped up up here. You don't like it, don't listen. But plenty of you are. You're listening to. I'd like to hear from you. Why don't you participate in the show? Drop me an email at srqtalk@gmail.com. Go to our website. Leave me a 60-second message. Go to srqtalk.com. Hit the message button there. So damn Aaron Rodgers. Taking up my whole damn week. Okay? The Packers' feelings are hurt, man. Rodgers, 37, has not budged this offseason, but neither have the Packers. He just wants to go and be the new host of Jeopardy. I mean, that's what the guy wants to do. I mean, that's another thing you have teams have to think about. What are you getting with Rodgers? It seems like he's got a lot on his plate. The guy's not married. I don't know of any kids that he has. You know? So I don't know what to tell you, man. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is out there. He's not happy. They're going to end up firing the GM and giving Aaron what he wants. That's what they're going to have to do. Because I don't see him. I do see him in Denver, but I don't know if they're willing to give up that much. Plus, they have to give up that, I believe, Patrick Surtain. Didn't they draft Surtain? Damn, I wanted Surtain too. That Patrick Surtain, the second. What a great pickup. Is that who got him? The Broncos. I know the Cowboys were drilling for him. I mean, most people were. That kid's good. I think his dad used to play for the Dolphins. But yeah, man. Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay was one of the stories since we're sticking to the theme that the week was. Let's check out these games, man, because I got a little pressure. I got a friend of mine that wants me to give him one lock, and we've tail it off the locks because it's not like we're doing a 5-day-a-week show that we can monitor the record better going game by game. I'm not going to regurgitate the games that happened with the theme here the week that was. I mean, unless it was a great game and somebody beat somebody. Like, I saw a couple of baseball games with a couple of brawls, you know, people throwing at each other and people, you know, telling you to F off and the bench clearing. We need a little bit of that in baseball. I'm not talking about, like, fighting in hockey. I'm just thinking like, yeah, man, there's some pride out there, man. It's hot. It's the boys of summer, man. You know, tempers flare, especially with those Latin egotistical players. The Latins have taken over baseball. Every player is Spanish. Every player. I mean, they have taken over that sport, just like the African-American in basketball. You know, black people, that's what there is. The black people and Europeans in basketball. Okay. But the Latins have taken over. The Dominicans and Cubans take over baseball. Everybody's a Latin name. Everybody's a Rodriguez. Everybody's a Gomez. You know, and now they want me to pick a game a week here. So yeah, so that's I kind of saw that in the week in review, a couple of bench clearing brawls there. Nothing huge, not because the person was hit, just pure ego Latin machismo, as they call it. So he wants me to pick one lock in each sport today. I'm going to start today with the NBA. And who do we got? We got the Pelicans. Now, I love the Pelicans, New Orleans, and the Kid Ball. I do definitely like this team. And they're getting, what is it currently? Ooh, something must have been happening. Someone's not playing there because the Sixers are 10.5. Are you kidding me? Against the, I'm almost taking that bait and taking 10.5. The only reason the over-under is 225 down from 228.5. It came out at 8.5, dropped to 7.5 real briefly in some casinos, and now it's a whopping 10.5 to the Pelicans. Man, I just don't want to take the bait. There's something going on there. There's probably a late injury. I'm going to move on to the Celtics that is on the four-letter giant. ESPN at 7:30. It's the Boston Celtics against the Chicago Bulls. And the Bulls do have a player out there that I like. What is his name? You know, this one's not gonna give it to me too much here. Let me see. Game report. Nah. There's a kid out there that's really good. Let me just go Chicago Bulls here because I want to give you accurate information. We are up against the clock like we always are. We do got to keep our eye because the anchor dashboard where we broadcast from, they won't even think twice. They'll cut our ass off. We've learned that in season one and two. You can archive the shows as well. Season three, episode eight today. Yeah, I'm getting it here. Let me see. I'm getting it here. Here's the kid. The matchup game. Yeah, this is taking way too much time here. I'm trying to see. I can't believe I don't know the kid I'm talking about offhand here. Oh yeah, there it is. Zach LaVine, baby. Lock it up. Zach LaVine now has Nikola Vukovic, which is from the Orlando Magic. You hear me, Orlando? My most listened to city in Florida, the Orlando Magic, gave up Nikola Vukovic. And now he's playing with Zach LaVine out there in Chicago. And that's the kid I like. But, I mean, the odds are heavy here. The Celtics are giving 4.5. It's been pretty steady. It did open up at 3. It's gone up over under 225.5. I don't know, but something tells me to take the Bulls in 4.5. They're at home. And there you go. First lock of the day to Anthony Chansky out there in Texas. My boy out there. That's going to be my lock. And I don't like to pick locks, Anthony, that are too much favorites. If you've listened to the show at all, you know that I tend to sway away from that. So your boy Roy here, May 7, 2021, game doesn't tip off until 7:30. Celtics giving a fat 4.5 at home to the Bulls with my new Zach LaVine's got some game, bro, and he's going to score a lot. It's that Bulls defense that I don't know. Celtics are strong, super. 4.5, man, I wanted to go with the Bulls there. Let me see what other games are. Rockets against Bucks, and this is what I mean, man. I'm not going to lay 16.5, take them or drop them. That's a garbage, absolute vomit game out there in Milwaukee today. Milwaukee against the Rockets. They should blow them out there. 16.5 point favorite there. And there you go, Orlando. You got the Magic against the Hornets. I don't like Charlotte with the new kid Ball out there as well. Ball's giving them a 7.5. Orlando, they are damn horrible. And guess what, man? That's one of my locks right there. Lock it up. NBA Hornets dropping 7.5 to the Puke Magic. There you go. Hornets is your boy Roy's lock of the NBA lock of the day there. The Hornets. So we're going to write that down. Make sure when we come back next week. You see that? What I mean about picking these picks? That it's not like you're coming back the next day to gloat. I'm not going to gloat, you know, 1 week after this game. This is just for my boy out there in Texas. I'm going to grab, I really wanted the Bulls there, +4.5. That's what I should go. But I'm going to drop 7.5 to the damn Puke of the Magic. Even though Orlando is my number one city in Florida, and no due respect, but your Magic are horrible, dude. So I'm gonna give 7.5. I get 14 in that game and still be good. My Heat go against the Timberwolves. I don't bet against my favorite teams for them or against them. I just stay away. But the Heat should blow out Minnesota today at home. They're a 6.5 point favorite, and it should be more. Heat's a lock there. You got Cavaliers and Mavs. Well, we're going to move on since he wants one game in a week. We're up against the clock as usual. We're going to have to put the pedal to the metal here. So, and there goes my arm. I can't kick that, man. What can I tell you? So, what do we got? So, let's go to Major League Baseball today. And I'm sure he wants one in hockey. So, Red Sox against the Orioles. Over under is 8.5. The Red Sox are favorite 157. You see, I want the Red Sox there too, but that's too much of a favorite. You got the Yankees, a big favorite over the Nationals, 188. Over under is 8.5. We got the Marlins, my favorite team, so we got to stay away. Their favorite at home, 146 against the Brewers. You got the Mets, favorite 135 against the Diamondbacks. You know what? I like that one. Oh, well, let me see what else we got. We got the Twins and the Tigers. That's a snore fest. Over under is 9. Twins are usually involved in under games. So I'm a little skeptical. I think that's a little high, actually, 9. And that's going to be my lock of the day in baseball, Twins, Tigers, under 9. You heard it here, SRQ Talk. Lock of MLB. It's the over-under in the Twins-Tigers game. You would think that the Tigers are going to score a lot of runs, but the Twins keep games close, and they usually are involved in a lot of under games. That's the data I got. That's what I'm going to go with. Twins-Tigers under 9. Not that I root for boring games, but I think that game goes under. That's my lock for the MLB for my boy out there in Texas. Let me pick a hockey game, and I'm speeding this up. And it could affect the pick because, let me see, we're checking on time. We're up against the clock like we always are. We're going to have to wrap it up here. I do want to thank DrearyNightWritings.com for sponsoring the first segment of the show. I'll give you an extra shout out there. Go get your mom a book this Sunday for Mother's Day. Marilyn Velez. DrearyNightWritings.com there. And let me quickly give my boy his third lock in the NHL. We got the Red Wings and Blue Jackets. Blue Jackets favorite 135, over unders 5. Don't like it. Moving on to the Flyers, Capitals. Capitals a huge favorite at home. 183 against the Flyers, over under 6.5. Wow. That's a high 6.5, man. Makes you almost want to go under there, but I bet it does go over. Stars and Lightning. This is intriguing. This is a rematch game of the NHL Stanley Cup. Over 5.5 is my call there. You heard it there, Anthony. SRQ Talk, your boy Roy's third lock of the day in the third sport of the NHL. Today, May 7, 2021, is the over 5.5 in the Lightning Stars game today. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for smashing the play button. We'll catch you next TGIF. Happy Mother's Day to all my 62% listeners that are female out there. If you're moms, if not, I know you have one. Be nice to mom on Sunday. Everybody have a nice, safe weekend and get out the way.
Oh, thank you.